On this occasion, I thought it might be, and actually, in all fairness, my wife said, you know, it might be a good opportunity to talk a little bit about how it is we can honor the seasoned veterans among us, our senior citizens. So I'm going to do that today. And the sermon at this morning is entitled Honoring the Hoary Head. Honoring the Hoary Head. And we're going to look at three ways that we can honor our seniors. Let's begin with the scriptures, kind of the inspiration for this message, Leviticus 19, 32. Leviticus 19, and verse 32. This is one that I have highlighted in my Bible, one that was taught to me many years ago by my parents. Leviticus 19, 32, it says, "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God. I am the Lord." A King James Version says the hoary head. If you read the letter that went out last night, the definition of hoary is it's a color, actually. It's like a silver white. We often use it in terms like in the early morning, in the late fall, you see what's called a hoarfrost, a H-O-A-R, hoarfrost. It's kind of a silver white, sort of a light frost sort of thing. So that silver white sort of hair that comes with age. Honor the hoary head. This was once a fairly common thing for us to do. When an older person walked into the room, you would stand up and you would give them your seat, perhaps, if you were on a bus or something like that. And hopefully, we are still teaching our children that today, but I think as a whole society probably doesn't adhere quite to that tradition. And so, you know, as a way to show honor and respect, and really, you know, this is something you can do for anyone. Somebody comes over to your house, you know, you would want to rise to greet them. Now, this doesn't mean that if you're at grandma's house for Sunday dinner and she's cooking dinner and she's coming in and out of the kitchen into the dining room to get dishes, you got to stand up, sit down every time grandma comes in and out, right? But it's the idea that we show respect. And what it leads to is the first way in which we can honor our seniors, and that is physically speaking, with physical acts. What we can do is certainly acknowledge their presence by standing, rising to maybe give them our seat if there aren't enough seats. But it goes beyond that too. It doesn't have to be just there. Maybe it means we give them some physical help somewhere along the way. Maybe they need a little help getting to the grocery store and then unloading the groceries or cutting the grass or something like that. Those are all wonderful ways which we can honor the hoary head. Coming up here in a few weeks, well, I don't know, a few weeks, probably more like a couple months, it'll be time to rake leaves. And that's a great way to help someone out. Well, while they might try to resist help at first, some don't necessarily want anybody to help them out, and I understand that. And we should never force our way into somebody's life and force, you know, foist our help upon them. It pays to encourage and say, "Well, no, I'd really like to do this. You know, I'd like to be able to help you out, and maybe I can't do much else, but I can rake leaves," you know, or whatever it might be. So the first way in which we can honor our seniors is to provide them physical help. Another way that we can honor them is just simply by talking with them. They have experienced a lot of life. And as my mom likes to say, you know, I've experienced a lot and I got a lot to say. You know, I got a lot to share. Maybe it's an in-person visit, maybe it's a cup of coffee, maybe it's a phone call. Some are pretty tech savvy and text and email. And if they happen to be hard of hearing, then the email and text works really good too, by the way. But just keeping in touch. You know, I mentioned a few weeks ago in a sermon about how important children are, how there's no real big secret, at least far as I know, of raising children other than, say, spending time with them, right? But you know, the same goes with a developing relationship with anybody, whether that be someone who's middle-aged or a senior citizen, you know, spending time with them, just having those conversations, just, you know, picking their brain, hearing what they have to say. Turn to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 and verse 22, it says, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." If you're smart and you know what's good for you, you're not going to despise your mother when you're young either. Unless you like the feel of a wooden spoon or a yardstick was mom's choice when we were small. It doesn't have to be your biological mom and dad, right? I realize, you know, we're all busy. We all have things we'd like to do. You know, we all have our binge that we're watching on, you know, Netflix or whatever. And it's easy to just fritter away hours doing those kinds of things or getting engrossed in hobbies. But, you know, I promise if you take some time, it doesn't have to be a lot, you know, a few minutes, phone call here, a text there, a cup of coffee somewhere else. It'll be more rewarding to you than what you ever imagined to get to know some of our seniors, to spend some time to them. And it'll mean the world to them. It'll mean the world to them. This actually leads to the third way in which we can honor our seniors. Job 12. Let's go to Job 12. Job 12 and verse 12. Job 12 and verse 12 says, "Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding." You know, calling or just talking to somebody, visiting with them, you know, that's one thing. But if we really want to show honor and respect to our seniors, we need to make sure we cultivate those conversations and we actually learn from them. We actually learn from them. I know sometimes old folks tend to repeat stories, but hey, so do I. But you know, a lot of times I've learned the reason my dad told me the same stories over and over again is because they meant something to him. He learned something valuable. And he was trying to pass that on to me. And we show honor to our seniors when we listen to them, when we engage, and we learn from their experience. A lot of times I'll talk to someone who's older and they say, "Well, I just feel so useless. I can't do anything anymore." And I say, "Well, that's where you're wrong." You might not be able to do much physically. But all the time that you have, that you've been experiencing things, you've learned a lot. And you can pass some of that knowledge and that wisdom on to the rest of us. And we honor them when we listen to and we utilize and cultivate that wisdom. The Bible tells us to honor the hoary head. We can do that by helping with their physical needs, by just merely talking to them, and most importantly, actually listening to them and learning from what they have experienced. Let's conclude back today where we started in Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, verse 32. Same verse we started with. Leviticus 19, 32, it says, "You shall rise before the gray-headed or the hoary head, and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God. I am the Lord." And when we honor those hoary heads, those beloved members of our family that are so full of much precious wisdom, we are showing not only respect to them, but honor and obedience to the Lord.